Nigeria witnessed its worst flood disaster last year. According to the Niger Basin Development Authority, during the period, the rate of flood flow at both middle and lower stretches of the River Niger was about 2,400 cubic meters, the highest ever recorded by the authority. In his interpretation of that rate, the General Manager, Central Focus Office of NIMET, Mr. Cyprian Okoloye, said the flood could be equated to decades of cumulative rainfall and that Nigerians should not be surprised about it.
Floods we had across the country shouldn't come as a surprise. Like in the month of September, take for example in Abuja, it rained almost every day.
The other aspects of climate change which are ravaging Nigeria include desertification in the north and coastal erosion in southeast. Dr. Desmond Majekodomi, an environmentalist, speaks on the situation.
We have always had floods, but the problem is that the floods are becoming more intense because climate change is causing the rain to fall more heavily.
Climate change is blamed for heavy rains. It leads to what is referred to as torrential rain, which increases water level. Also, due to global warming, the ice land is being melted into oceans, implying that whether rain comes or not, coastal cities are at risk of flooding. The recent forecast by NIMET of another possible flood disaster in the country this year only confirms the research by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that the coming years will be tough for the world. The Chief Executive Director, International Center for Energy, Environment and Development, Dr. Wa Eleri, says the onus lies on the government to come up with long-term plan to tackle the scourge.
If we manage these resources in the way it is meant, we would not have a problem of funding or flood control. But today, we have this vast amount of money is virtually used for other things other than the environment.
In his reaction, Dr. Majekodomi said the prevailing situation necessitates that President Goodluck Jonathan should sign into law the Climate Change Commission Bill, which has been lying on his table since 2010.
The very future of our nation depends on how effectively we tackle climate change now. The Climate Change Bill will enable the Nigerian government to rally resources that are required.
During the International Conference on Climate Change in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, world leaders, including the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, charged nations to show more political will in the battle against climate change so as to preserve the future for the coming generations. Some of the measures governments need to adopt now will include massive tree planting, construction of effective drainage channels, boosting emergency response capacity, and massive campaign against all forms of environmental pollution. I am Innocent Onoh.